The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
It's a me, Mario, and you're listening to The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barry, and Dalton Barry.
Here we go!
Good morning, everyone! It is Tuesday, October the 28th, here on The Wake Up Crew. It is 6:11, and in 5 seconds, it'll be 6:12. 3, 2... It's 6:12 here on The Wake Up Crew, episode number 1776.
We got a show to do here. We got a show. The show must go on.
1776, radio that's here. When they signed the Declaration of Independence?
Sure.
I think so. I think that's right. I could be wrong about
that. That's why we're celebrating the 250th birthday for the country next year.
Yeah.
In 2026.
Yes. So 1776, that is correct. Look at me. I know my history.
Why are you doing math this early?
I don't know.
It's a struggle.
I don't
anytime.
Know. It's 3 days until Halloween, though.
Whoa.
I do know that much. 3 days. We'll have some Halloween talk here on the Wake Up Crew this morning. I'm filling in for John Dinkins.
Really?
Hosting duties. He's still asleep. He hasn't woken up. He's been sleeping since yesterday morning. He never woke up to text and say how the show went or anything like that. Okay. It's 3 days until Halloween. Let's see. What else do we do here? Hey, Murfreesboro. Hey, everyone.
Hey!
America's Thrift Store is open at Middle Tennessee and MLK Jr. Boulevard. You can find unique treasures or brand name deals at unbeatable prices. Don't miss out. Check out americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for more. That's good. We got other things coming up, too, not just America's Thrift.
There's a lot of sports.
Lots of sports coming up. MTSU hosts Jacksonville State tomorrow, 5 p.m. airtime. Riverdale at Oakland on Thursday. And PCA at MTCS on Friday on WGNS and Big G TV. So we're going to have a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday football week.
And then Saturday morning, talk about all the football.
Yeah, on the coaches' show. Yep. Not talk about the MTSU game. They got their own show.
Yeah, they'll do that the next Monday. Okay,
so we'll have a 1 day break from football on Sunday and then back into it on Monday.
Yep.
With the MTSU coach show.
And this starts it all over again.
Regular
season in high school football is done after this week.
Isn't that crazy?
Then it's playoff time. So this next Saturday will be the last time we talk to some of these football coaches for the year.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah.
It'd be their last chance to get a chicken biscuit from McDonald's.
True, or donut.
Well, they can get a donut. I guess they can get a chicken biscuit, too, just on their own dime.
I was just going to say, well, if they can't get a chicken biscuit from here, they can't get a donut.
This weekend, Tennessee hosts Oklahoma, and Vanderbilt is at Texas, and the Titans host the Chargers.
You know, that's just a lot of people like football.
Yeah.
So that's why we kind of
now you can't
it.
Listen to those on the air or watch them on Big G TV, which you can't watch the MTSU game on Big G TV, but you can listen. On the air, on the radio.
Are you confused yet?
I'm not.
Yeah.
It's also a special day of the week.
Why?
Today is Tuesday, also known as Taco Tuesday.
It's Taco Tuesday.
But not now.
No, not yet. But we do have, for the second time in Wake Up Crew history, we're going to have a special guest. We have some people from 7 Brew Up. We'll tell you all about them in a little bit. It's going to be great. They're bringing us drinks.
That happens in the 7 o'clock hour.
Yes.
Just so you know.
Well, I don't get my feelings hurt over hours and and what's happening. That's not, you know, I'm here all morning. I'm just part of the Wake Up Crew, you know?
You're the crew of the Wake Up?
I'm one of the crew, yeah. I'm actually, every morning show seems to have some guy who's just the third guy, and that's me. I'm the other guy.
The third wheel?
I'm the third wheel. Except for today when I'm hosting the 6 o'clock hour.
How's it feel after doing it 1 day, 2 days in a row?
It's much more fun to do the show while you sit on your phone and tune out for most of the stuff. And you'll notice...
Well, just think. Not only... I mean, I don't get to tune out at all.
You're tuned out all the time. What are you talking about?
I'm running this thing.
Yeah, but you're always over on your phone
and
checking
I'm
emails.
Talking and running this thing in the second hour.
Yeah, but then most of the time during the 6 o'clock hour, me and John are talking and you're over there just scrolling through your emails.
Well, I don't want to listen to what you're talking about.
That's fair. You'll notice that both of the opening, you know, show opening segments I've done for both days, I've talked about nothing.
Well, that's usually the
case.
Just
giving some updates. Another update, one link, every platform, all local. You can head to WGNSradio.com/live, where it'll show you how to listen on the radio, on our web stream platform, and shows that are broadcast on Big GTV and sports events. You can also find the platforms for those and even watch there. So this Thursday, if you can't make it to the Battle of the Borough, and you should make it if you can, if you can't make it, you can watch live.
True.
WGNSradio.com/live.
You're just a promo person, aren't you?
I'm the promo guy, because it's easier than finding things to say. But it's around 6:17. It's time to take our first look at the weather this morning. We'll be back in just a moment.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Patchy fog and a few sprinkles possible in the area early today. Otherwise, mostly cloudy. Highs top out near 64 degrees. Winds east southeast around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, it remains mostly cloudy. Showers become likely after midnight. Lows drop to 49. And then showers remain likely on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 56.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
The death of a loved one. Probably one of the hardest times in their life they have to go through.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home.
It's our job to see them through that.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Every day is Earth Day at the Habitat ReStore.
We keep tons of material out of the landfill.
Hey, call us at the Habitat ReStore about your donated items may need to be recycled.
You have lights?
We take it.
How about gently used furniture?
We take it.
How about kitchen cabinets?
We take it.
The only thing we don't take is mattresses, box springs, and clothing.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants, and we want to thank you for 40 great years of good food and fun.
At Toots, we still have the same specials, the same quality, the same portion sizes, even after 40 years.
And we have the best kids menu in town.
And our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
This is Jeremy Mack with Bantam Farm. Bantam Farm specializes in soft sourdough bread. We use an Italian flour and olive oil in all our soft sourdough products, so we don't use any American GMO. We don't use any seed oils in our sourdough products. We also have many, many other things. So come out and see us at the Lane Agricultural Center at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This is Jeremy Mack with Bantam Farm. Bantam Farm specializes in soft sourdough bread. We use an Italian flour and olive oil in products. So come out and see us.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
An incredible night of baseball in the World Series at Dodger Stadium Monday. L.A. beat Toronto in 18 innings, 6-5. Freddie Freeman with the game-winning homer. The contest lasted over 6.5 hours. It ended before midnight Pacific time. They'll be back at it Tuesday evening on Fox TV again at about 8 p.m. Eastern time. And then Game 5 will be Wednesday in L.A. Dodgers are up 2-1 in the best of seven. Shohei Ohtani in his first four at-bats had four extra base hits, including the solo homer to tie at bottom of the seventh. Then they walked him five straight times, mostly intentionally. To Monday Night Football at Kansas City, the Chiefs downed Washington 28-7. Patrick Mahomes with three touchdown passes in the second half. Former Oakland Raiders safety George Atkinson passed away at the age of 78. NHL wins for Pittsburgh and Ottawa. In the NBA, Utah in overtime beat Phoenix. 51 points for Lowry Markkanen.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
And we're back on the Wake Up Crew. I forgot I was doing this already.
Where'd we go?
We didn't leave, but the folks had a little check on the CBS Sports Brief. You know, they got to hear from that. They got to hear the weather, you know. But we are back. It is 6:21 here on the Wake Up Crew on a Tuesday morning, a Taco Tuesday. We'll get to in a little bit. Not yet. First guest in, second guest in Wake Up Crew history coming up. This is a moment.
Are you having a moment?
Yes. I had my first cup of coffee already, and I'm going to get more. I'm just so excited.
Well, be careful.
Yeah, I got to stay under-caffeinated.
Because our friends from Seven Brew are bringing drinks.
Yes.
That's really going to make John mad.
Not only is the Wake Up Crew powered by 7 Brew today, the Wake Up Crew is also powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE offers tools and tips to help members manage energy use. You can learn more about electric vehicles also. Explore them online at MTE.com. And if you forget to pay your electric bill, they'll call you about 6 times in one day to make sure that they don't have to cut off your electricity. They're very kind.
Well, it is a good reminder. I didn't know that they did that.
They
is,
do. They call you. You get a notification from the app. You get a phone call and a text message and an email.
I guess I haven't been late on mine because I haven't gotten any of those.
I have only been late once, but it was recent. But I was late. But I got it paid.
Well,
because of all the reminders I got.
That is very important.
Yeah.
I have had, I've had to have it, not had to have it cut off, but I have had it cut off.
My water has been cut off once, but never my electric.
Yeah, I think that's what had, yeah, my water was that, not the other.
No. And the city also calls you, and theirs is nice, but not quite as nice as MTE's. They just say, hey, pay your bill or we're going to cut off your water.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. But it's nice that they call.
That's true. So you know to actually do that.
Yeah. What do we got here? What do we do? I guess it's time we'll take a check of the holiday today. What is today's special day?
See, you jumped the gun again.
Oh, no. We do Good Neighbor first.
Yeah. Yeah.
You going to do it?
Me? Okay. I can. Today's Good Neighbor of the Day is April Mongold, our SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day, for being caring in the way that she looks after the kids over at Siegel Middle. April Mongold, receiving flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, and WGNS, that makes her the SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day. Congrats, April. The Good Neighbor Moment brought to you by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, and committed to the people who make Rutherford County a better place to live. A reminder, too, that we're taking birthdays and anniversaries for this 28th of October. I see several people that we both know on today's list already. 615-893-1450, the number to call or text to get those in this morning to us.
Well, not quite as good as banana pudding, but it is National Chocolate Day, so get you some chocolate to celebrate your birthday. I would like to point out that on our sheet, our master sheet, it does say Holiday Good Neighbor in that order. So, anyway, coming up, we got to check on state news from Access Tennessee, and then today in history, it's 6:24.
We're visiting with a resident at Stones River Manor who has her own apartment in independent living. I see you have a whole collection of antique churns. What's the story behind that one?
Bought it at an auction. I told my husband, I said, don't go too high on it, maybe $35. And there was this guy, he kept on bidding. And my husband said, I'm going to get it. I don't care what it costs. And he kept on and he gave $85 for it. That was a lot of money for us back then.
Learn more online at stonesrivermanor.com.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Dudley. We begin with the latest on a double homicide at a Chattanooga area workplace. The shooting happened yesterday at Barku Plastics in Bradley County, according to the Cleveland Police Department. Around 10:21, officers responded to Corporate Drive on reports of gunfire. WTVC says the victims were the company's vice president and another employee. Investigators identified the suspect, who'd reportedly fled the area in a vehicle later found outside of a home. Following a standoff, a police robot entered that suspect's home. Police say the man died of a self-inflicted wound. The motivation for the shooting is unclear.
A Crockett County deputy is being honored for saving a life in the community. Officials say Deputy Yarbert responded to a 911 call involving a citizen who had suffered a traumatic injury. After arriving before EMS, Deputy Yarbert was able to render aid to the citizen, ultimately saving his life. Yarbert was presented with an award from the sheriff late Monday. More news in 30 seconds.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay. What's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water. Then stir it with a shovel.
Wow, you sound just like him.
Then he said.
If it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Some Tennesseans with student loans could soon see their debt forgiven. A new agreement between the Trump administration and the American Federation of Teachers opens loan forgiveness for borrowers in the pay-as-you-earn and income contingent repayment plans. Around 2.5 million people nationwide are in those programs. The Education Department says eligible borrowers can have their loans discharged without switching plans. Advocates call the deal a major win for public service workers nationwide. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
And we're back here on The Wake Up Crew. It is 6:27. We're going to have Today in History coming up here in just a moment, but I forgot to do something.
Are we really doing that?
Today in History? We are, because it's today and in history. We're going to look back.
Why do we always do it at this time? Have you ever pondered that?
It's the best time. We've really locked in the best time to do everything.
It's the best time of the year or best time of the
It's just what we decided one day to do, and it's what we've done ever since.
Well, so. If you would pay attention, that's what we also decided to do in the 6:21 segment. But
yeah, I know. I forgot to do the song of the day. We're talking Halloween songs. We don't want to make sure everybody gets to hear our Halloween song for today, October the 28th.
Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard. Cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals a card.
Beep.
And if you win, you get the shiny fiddle made of gold. But if you lose, the devil gets your soul.
That is, of course, The Devil Went Down to Georgia by the late Charlie Daniels. A great song.
Sad to say, the late.
I don't know that I would consider that a Halloween song. It's a great song.
It's got devil in it.
That's true. Satan. Apparently, I was the devil for my first Halloween, you informed me, when I was a baby.
You ask me, I have no idea. Well, why would I know? Are you sure your mother didn't say that?
I don't remember who said it. Somebody said it.
I wouldn't remember that kind of thing.
It was in my book. I found it. I was not the devil. I was a pumpkin.
That sounds more like it.
Yeah.
Because I don't think at that time when we were young parents, we didn't
want to dress me as a devil.
We didn't want to do anything, you know, like that.
That's what Megan thought was funny, is that you guys dressed me as the devil.
Well, it's in your book as a pumpkin. Then you would have known that.
Well, I didn't read the book. I don't care.
Well, The Devil Went Down to Georgia. I had to expand my list of Halloween songs that
right.
I had.
We needed more. I mean, it does have devil in it. I get it.
And it has H-E-double-L hockey sticks or whatever.
I think it's just double hockey sticks.
Double hockey sticks. Yeah.
I remember from back in elementary school, I got in trouble for saying that.
You said the hockey sticks, though, didn't you?
Yeah. I did. Yeah. So the hockey sticks. If you don't want to dress your child up as a devil for Halloween, we've got a list of some Halloween costumes that are things that are trending on Google this year that you may want to go as for Halloween. We've gotten through 10 of these so far. We're at number 14 on our list now. There were 25. Toothless from How to Train Your Dragon. Toothless is the top trending dragon costume this year, which makes sense. I doubt there are many dragon costumes out there. But you can go as Toothless the Dragon. Maybe your dog could be Toothless the Dragon.
Or go as the devil.
Or, you know, Mama could be Toothless the Dragon.
Wow, that's very true.
Number 13, Nurse from Silent Hill. Silent Hill Nurse is the top searched scary nurse of all time. So.
Nurse.
Silent Hill's a horror show.
Okay, so. I'm not watching it.
Nightwing from DC Comics. Formerly known as Robin, Nightwing. Nightwing costume is an all-time high in searches this year.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe he had a big comic book or something. I don't know. Animated movie, probably. Probably a cartoon.
You think?
I guess. Hamilton. Hamilton trend reached an all-time high in 2025. People are searching up Hamilton. People are still talking about Hamilton. It's been 15 years.
It has not.
It's probably been 10.
It's been 5. It happened during COVID, right? Or right before?
No, that's when they put it on Disney Plus. Hamilton had been around for a while before that.
Hmm.
So, I don't know. We'll look that up in between. This is normally when John says that, that's when I Google it.
No, I'm not doing that.
But because I said it, I can't Google it. You know?
That Hamilton's on the $100 bill. No, he's on the $10 bill. Sorry. It's Franklin on the 100. I don't see one very often.
I definitely don't. Hamilton premiered in 2015, so it's been 10 years.
Yeah.
10 years. I was closer than you were. Anyway, the Lorax comes in at number 10 on our list here. Lorax costume is the top trending search related to orange full body suit this year.
I was closer than you were.
What a weird metric.
I think I should wear an orange bodysuit.
I think you could go as the Lorax. That would actually be funny. You should be the Lorax for Halloween. That'd be cute. You should do it.
Yeah, cute. That's one word I would think.
We'll get one more, and then we'll jump to today in history. Number 9, Elphaba from Wicked. This year, Elphaba costume is being searched more than ever before.
Elphaba?
Elphaba. The Wicked Witch.
That's her name?
Yeah,
Elphaba. I never knew that.
Well, that's the point of the movie. You don't know the Wicked Witch like you will after you watch Wicked.
Elphaba.
Mm. Elphaba.
Okay.
With an E. Elphaba. Like elephant.
Elphaba.
Elphaba. Yeah, it's time now for Today in History.
Turn to Turner Security.
It is, of course, October the 28th, 1926. Gulliver's Travels by Jonathan Swift is published by Benjamin Mote in London. I don't know where Gulliver went, but he was traveling.
On a horse.
In 1793, Eli Whitney applies for a patent on the cotton gin.
Mm.
It's big.
That's not gin like you drink either.
No, it's you made cotton.
It's a machine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 1941, How Green Was My Valley, based on the novel by Richard Llewellyn, directed by John Ford and starring Walter Pidgeon and Maureen O'Hara, premieres in New York City. Won Best Picture in 1942. So you can tell John made this list. 1971, John Lennon and Yoko Ono record Happy Xmas, War Is Over.
The worst Christmas song ever.
So this is Christmas.
Yuck.
We'll go out with that. 1995 World Series Baseball, Atlanta Braves. They beat Cleveland Indians 1-0 in Game 6 at Atlanta Fulton County Stadium.
This is CBS Rewind.
October 28th, 1972. The release of the Stevie Wonder album. Talking Book. The date in 1981. The NBC debut of the sitcom Love, Sidney.
If I tell it right, it's a good joke.
Starring Tony Randall. It was the first American TV series to feature a gay lead character. And October 28th, 1989. Janet Jackson's album Rhythm Nation 1814. Hit the top of the Billboard album chart. I'm Brandon Brooks. And that's Rewind.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Keep your career moving forward with growth opportunities, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces. Go to careers.progressive.com and apply today.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Patchy fog and a few sprinkles possible in the area early today. Otherwise, mostly cloudy. Highs top out near 64 degrees. Winds east-southeast around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, it remains mostly cloudy. Showers become likely after midnight. Lows drop to 49. And then showers remain likely on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 56.
Good morning. Trying to clean up that wreck out in Dixon County. It's had traffic slow for the last couple of hours out there. 40 westbound at the 166 mile marker in Dixon County this morning. Looks like a dump truck's involved in this crash over here. It didn't look to be that serious, but it's still here. 40 westbound. Right at 2nd and 4th, as traffic increases 24 up through the Antioch area coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. When you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, call STR Towing and Recovery in Middle Tennessee. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by the law offices of John Day, AmeriCare Pest Control, and Old National Bank.
I've got pests.
AmeriCare Services Incorporated, family-owned and operated for residential and commercial customers, we offer a full range of services. Our services include one-time, monthly, and quarterly pest control, termite control, moisture and fungus control, automatic foundation vents, and more. Licensed, insured, and bonded for your protection. 893-7111.
Call the best of the best.
get rid of your pest.
AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
WGNS has been keeping you informed for 78 years on local news, sports, weather, and more. Thank you for supporting us. Remember, this is the weekend we fall back to regular time. The Rutherford County Public Library System is offering free computer classes. Phone the library's Tech Center on Minerva Drive here in Murfreesboro and learn more about those free computer classes. Plus, if you're being challenged by your smartphone, head to any branch of the Rutherford County Library and they'll help you with that issue. It's all free. Would you like to learn more about beekeeping? The Rutherford County Beekeepers meet next week, not this week, but next Monday, 7 o'clock in the evening, and that'll be November 3rd. That's over at the Lane Agri Park. Don't throw away old glory. Bring your tattered American flag to WGNS and let the girls from BSA Troop 2019 at Trinity United Methodist Church retire it with dignity. Plus, we also recycle Bibles. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony. Then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do. But your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Donating is easy at America's Thrift Stores. They're proud to partner with Make-A-Wish Middle Tennessee to help grant life-changing wishes for local children battling critical illnesses. When you donate gently used clothing and household items, you're giving more than stuff. You're giving hope. Every donation helps Make-A-Wish bring joy to a child right here in Middle Tennessee. Drop off donations today at the new location in Murfreesboro at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Junior Boulevard. Learn more at americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you. That's RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle right, it's all on you. Don't be trashy, recycle classy, recycle right, Tennessee.
Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle right, Tennessee.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day.
It is 6:39 here on The Wake Up Crew, and it's time for just what has been called, I don't know how accurate this is, what has been called our most popular segment on the show.
It's the hallmark of this whole program.
I really doubt that.
I do think
so. For whatever reason. I think the hallmark is me.
We'll see. That would be incorrect.
And I'm not even on 3 days a week.
I know.
It just shows the impact that I have had on the community at large.
Right. I would vehemently disagree.
It's what we have named the dad joke of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it needs to be renamed now that you're a grandfather?
Well, no, I still do dad jokes.
I mean, yeah, but you're a pop now. The pop joke of the day.
Well, that would be like
culture. Just tell the. Go ahead. Let's hear the joke.
I don't know. You know, I asked my phone, Alexa, why am I so bad with women?
I don't know why.
She said, I'm Siri, you moron.
That's pretty good. That was a good joke. But I'm not reading them.
See,
I'm not
was reacting. Phone, and I said, Alexa.
And at first I was going to say that was wrong.
See?
But it wasn't.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't. Time for CBS Re- Nope, it's not. It's time for CBS National News headlines.
CBS News Brief. At
At least three deaths in Jamaica are already linked to a monster hurricane named Melissa, and the system hasn't made landfall yet, won't for hours. CBS's Jason Allen is in Kingston.
We have been watching right now, kind of waiting for that next burst of wind that is going to knock out the power here. It has been flashing, but it has stayed on at least to this point.
President Trump met with Japan's new prime minister today. CBS's Nancy Cordes is in Tokyo.
They signed an agreement to work together to extract critical rare earth minerals, key components in everything from cars to fighter jets.
Freddie Freeman's walk-off home run in the 18th inning gave the Dodgers a 6-5 win over the Blue Jays in Game 3 of the World Series on Fox. That makes his second straight in a World Series.
To have it happen again a year later to hit another walk-off, it's kind of amazing, crazy, and I'm just glad we won.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Murfreesboro continues to invest in the well-being of its residents as the city's Community Development Department announced the full achievement of goals set in the 2024-2025 Consolidated Annual Performance and Evaluation Report, or CAPER, covering the period from July 1, 2024 to June 30, 2025. The report details the use of federal funding through the Community Development Block Grant and Home Investment Partnership programs to support housing, education, job training, and social services for low and moderate income residents. Community Development Director Robert Holtz credited local nonprofit and government agency partnerships for the success, while Assistant Director Jessica Klein noted that 658 individuals benefited from the city's efforts during the fiscal year 2025. Accomplishments include 20 home rehabilitations, homeownership support for 9 families, service grants reaching over 600 residents, and fair housing education for 21 individuals. In total, Murfreesboro received more than $1.39 million in combined CDBG and home funds for the program year, reinforcing its commitment to underserved populations across Rutherford County. Further advancing its community safety efforts, the Murfreesboro Fire and Rescue Department has launched Community Connect, a secure, voluntary program allowing residents and businesses to share critical life safety details with emergency responders. Through the system, users can provide information about household members, pets, and property features to improve emergency response time and effectiveness. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Hey, Jim, where'd you source out those maters from?
Right out of my field. Still had mud on them this morning.
50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market, Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro, on John R. Rice Boulevard.
The Rutherford County Farmers Market. No middlemen, just local hands and local dirt.
Hey, this is Taylor with Bell Jewelers inviting you to our exclusive one-day-only estate jewelry event. It's going to be on Thursday, November 13th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and I can't stress enough that it is one day only. One day only estate jewelry event. Thursday, November 13th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. It's at Bell Jewelers at 821 Northwest Broad Street across from Toots.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
If you're listening now, you're 50 years or older, have you had an eye exam in the last year? I mean a thorough dilated eye exam, not just where you go in to get glasses, but a medical eye exam.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
Like so many, the key is getting diagnosed and treated early.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
The Good Neighbor Network salutes educators making a difference. The Doug Young Educator of the Month from City Tile and Floor Covering is Cameron Hamilton at the Learning Zone.
My decision to become an educator stems from my background in the Boys and Girls Club. I grew up going to the Boys and Girls Club, and then when I was of age, I started volunteering, and then I started working there when I became of age from that point. But I've just always been involved with youth development.
Cameron, tell us what you like most about working with the kids.
Every day is something new. There's always a new thing to learn from them, as there's something new for them to learn from me. having that experience with them is just a reward in itself.
And what would you like to do in the future?
I'd like to possibly step into a director role, be in charge of the different things that go on, and ensure that at least I know that my building is doing the best that they can for the children.
Cameron Hamilton at the Learning Zone is the Doug Young Educator of the Month, sponsored by City Tile and Floor Covering on Spring Street. Know an outstanding teacher? Nominate them at our website.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, take control of your account management and energy consumption with the My MTE app. Download from the App Store and manage your account, improve your energy habits, and more. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Dudley. Just as construction completes on major upgrades at Nashville International Airport, another expansion has been announced. The airport introducing Terminal 2 yesterday in a video featuring country music star Trace Atkins. Terminal 2 will be situated on nearly 300 acres of space near the newly refurbished Terminal 1. The move will allow for greater capacity of flights as well as additional retail space. Specifics of the construction timeline are expected soon. Elsewhere, two Fentress County parents have been sentenced to 10 years in prison for aggravated child abuse and neglect. Jason and Jessica Klimp pleaded guilty after investigators found their 12-year-old adopted daughter severely malnourished. Officials say the Klimps forced the girl and her sister to sleep in plastic totes in a cold basement as punishment. A judge also issued a permanent restraining order preventing any contact with the victims. The girls have since been placed in state care. More news in 30 seconds.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay, what's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water, then stir it with a shovel.
Wow, you sound just like him.
Then he said.
If it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Airbnb is rolling out new advanced anti-party technology nationwide, including popular markets like Nashville, to crack down on Halloween house parties. The company says the system uses machine learning to spot risky bookings, like last-minute reservations or rentals far from a guest's home. Last year, Airbnb says it blocked more than 38,000 U.S. users and 6,000 in Canada from booking entire homes over Halloween weekend. Will Lovely, Access Tennessee News.
Clark's Auction Company will get you top dollar for your property.
Whether you're buying or selling a home or commercial property, the auction is just so much easier, quicker, smoother.
My wife and I sold our personal home. The house brought about 20% more than we were going to ask for.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Here we are, 6:48 here on The Wake Up Crew. Back again, never leaving, always eternal, some would say, The Wake Up Crew is.
Wow, that was kind of philosophical.
Philosophical. We never can escape. I feel like I'm trapped in the studio and I can't leave. That's how I feel.
How do you think I feel?
And here you are on your phone again. Are you doing math?
I am doing math.
I see your calculator. What are you mathing?
One of our celebrity birthday people.
Oh.
I've got the ages. I did that. I thought so-and-so is how old today? So I did a little math.
You did have a math-related contribution to the show. I'm proud of you.
And there's one. There's a really weird sim kind of sinky moment here today.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Yeah.
That's a tease. That's a good tease.
That's kind of what I was doing the math on that I didn't do the math. I haven't done math on people who have passed away.
Mm.
These are only people who are still here.
Mm. Celebrity birthdays, of course, coming up here in just a moment.
Oh, are we doing that?
I would hope so after you did math. I'm not going to let your math go to waste.
Well, you never know. You're hosting the show.
That's
true.
Just cut it.
Well, are you?
Well, we do have.
Yeah.
We've been doing all morning. 2 days now we've been doing this. I'm going to try to get through the last 8 top costumes of the year via Google Trends. Here, Derpy the Tiger from K-Pop Demon Hunters, which I've heard a lot about and I know nothing about.
I don't know any of these things that you're talking about.
K-Pop Demon Hunters has been a big thing this year, and I don't know what it is.
Is it a band? Like a
it's
K-Pop
a
band?
It's a show. Oh. It's like Archie, where it was a show, but then they released music as like the band from the show, I think.
Okay.
I don't know. Labubu, number 7.
I know, Labubu.
A search interest in Labubu reached an all-time high this year for some reason.
I like Labubu.
Do you?
I just
do you
like
have
saying
one?
It.
Did you buy a Labubu?
No. Okay. Why would I buy a Labubu?
I don't know. Chicken Jockey comes in at number 6.
What is
from
that?
The Minecraft movie. Oh. Chicken Jockey is a zombie riding a chicken.
You would be familiar with that.
I saw the movie. Seen it twice.
Why?
I don't know. It was funny. Made me laugh.
Was it really funny?
It was funny. Yeah. Okay. Reached an all-time high after the release of a Minecraft movie this year. That's number 6 on the list. Number 5, Baby Saja from K-Pop Demon Hunters.
That's really popular.
It is. Search interest in pink Argyle sweater reached a 12-plus year high in 2025, and Baby Saja is the top-related character. So, whoever that is. Oh, we're still going. Number 4 on the list, Jinu from K-Pop Demon Hunters.
Ooh.
The top trending demon in 2025. Number 3, Mira from K-Pop Demon Hunters is the top trending pink wig and yellow skirt this year.
If you type K,
Pop Demon Hunters,
P, it pops right up.
Yeah, and I have no idea what it is. That shows how out of touch with the times I am.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah.
Whenever it is.
Yeah. Number 2 on the list, do you want to guess what it's from?
K-Pop Demon Hunters?
It is. Zoe from K-Pop Demon Hunters is the top trending space buns in 2025. And then number 1, Rumi from K-Pop Demon Hunters. Rumi is the top trending dragon braid and purple hair this year, both of which are being searched more than ever. So do you have any information on K-Pop Demon Hunters? Other than it's on Netflix.
There's an album.
Yes, and they're doing their first show. Like, they're doing a live show, the K-Pop Demon Hunters are. Because it, like, they're doing a concert.
Yeah, there's like a song, Soda Pop, I think.
Well, what I heard it compared to was Archie, because like they did the Archie TV show, and then they started like Sugar Honey Honey is an Archie song.
Yeah.
The Archies. So
don't want you, need you, yeah, I need you to fill me up. 마시고 마셔봐도 상해졌지 않아.
Maybe that's the next song of the day. I guess I'm filling in for the CEO. Maybe it's K-pop Demon Hunters music. Just kidding.
I think we're doing something about... he told me last week, and I've got it written down. I think songs, TV theme songs that have become... That were on the charts or something like that.
Oh, that's a fun one. That'll be fun. Nice little after, before
or
Christmas, after Halloween.
Maybe... I think it's songs that had lyrics that were TV themes. He was on that or something last week.
Okay, well.
Official decision.
From the CEO. Yeah. That's all the time we have for talking. No more talking.
Zip
because
it up.
It's time now for celebrity birthdays.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
Jonas Salk, American medical scientist who created the polio vaccine, was born in New York City. He passed away in 1995, born in 1914. Now, this is where things get weird, because our song of the day today, of course, The Devil Went Down to Georgia by Charlie Daniels. Also, his birthday, 1936.
Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, because hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals a card.
Passed away at age 84 in 2020.
2020, yep. He didn't die of COVID, but he died during COVID, right?
Correct.
Correct. 1955, Bill Gates, American businessman and billionaire, richest person in the world at one point. No longer, I don't think.
Probably not.
I think someone else is. Julia Roberts was born in 1967, American actress.
Was you who made my blue eyes blue?
She would be 58 today.
58. 1972, Brad Paisley, American country singer.
Everything I ever wanted.
He's celebrating number 53.
Number 53. That's a big one.
Yeah.
You're our...
Hush.
1974, Joaquin Phoenix, American actor. Gladiator, Walk the Line, The Master.
That I'm a fool for you.
I'm closer to age to Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah, well... How old is Joaquin Phoenix?
He's 51.
51. That's all for this. We'll be back in just a moment.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Patchy fog and a few sprinkles possible in the area early today. Otherwise, mostly cloudy. Highs top out near 64 degrees. Winds east-southeast around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, it remains mostly cloudy. Showers become likely after midnight. Lows drop to 49. And then showers remain likely on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 56.
No middleman, no mystery, just fresh picked produce. Straight from the Tennessee dirt to your dinner table.
Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Where our family feeds your family.
Rutherford County Farmers Market. There's something fresh every week. Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 to 1 on John R. Rice Boulevard.
Good morning, clearing this rank up in Dixon County. It's been out here for several hours, causing some delays on 40 westbound at the 166. Again, that's in Dixon County this morning westbound. It's a crash being cleared 40 west near 2nd and 4th, not too far from the South Loop as traffic starts to get a little bit heavier coming down I-40 right now coming in from Wilson County. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, call STR Towing and Recovery here in Middle Tennessee. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Need a new set of tires? Head to Tire World, where you can buy now, pay later. Ask your Tire World experts in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne about their financing options.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Get the Bridgestone-affiliated retailer credit card.
America's Thrift Stores is now open at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Jr. Boulevard. Whether you're thrifting for a one-of-a-kind statement piece, name-brand jeans, or just browsing for the thrill of the find, America's Thrift offers unbeatable value with prices up to 70% off retail. Don't miss the deals. Don't miss the fun. Come celebrate the grand opening of America's Thrift Stores in Murfreesboro. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for all the details.
Shop and save. Well, those deals never cease.
Remember that time a Joe Bro, a Spice Girl, an idol judge, and a demon hunter got together? Oh, it's happening.
I mean, seriously weird.
Simon Cowell, Joe Jonas, Mel B, and Ray Ami, one of the singing voices from K-pop Demon Hunters, getting together for a new singing competition tentatively titled Who's in the Band? That'll reportedly tape in London this week for ABC.
What were you in prison for?
Integrity. I made a vow to have peace.
John Cena there in Peacemaker, his pro wrestling era, coming to a close on Monday Night Raw, November 17th. It'll officially be his last time in the ring. It'll stream on Netflix. Cena started with the WWE back in 2001. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Keep your career moving forward with growth opportunities, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces. Go to careers.progressive.com and apply today.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Hey, it's 6:58 here on The Wake Up Crew. We got some birthdays, people celebrating birthdays today from around town. Jacqueline King, Veronica Buchanan, Jim Calder, Kyle Carter, Virginia Carpenter, and Joan Miller all celebrating birthdays today. And if you know somebody who's celebrating a birthday or an anniversary, it's really easy to get those into us. 615-785. Nope, that's my own phone number. 615-893-1450 is the phone number. WGNSradio.com/birthdays. That's the website. And we're giving away a delicious bowl of banana pudding.
Well, that's the same phone number. You can call or text in Good Neighbors of the Day. Text neighbor to that number and get the form and send in a good neighbor to Today, it's April Mongold, the SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day, for the caring way that she looks after the kids over at Siegel Middle. So she's going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and our friends at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. Want to say good morning to our friends over at America's Thrift Store. They're bringing you the Wake Up Crew today. Don't forget, they're your Halloween hub. That's right, Halloween hub. You walk in the door, you're going to be right there in the Halloween hub with all kinds of costume ideas for the last minute and holiday decorating ideas. That's America's Thrift Store.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Hurricane Melissa pounds Jamaica.
The thing that concerns us the most, it's mostly just the wind and the rain.
President Trump visits Japan.
We are an ally at the strongest level.
Food benefits set to expire.
This should not be a political issue. This should be a human privilege to be fed.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, Hurricane Melissa slamming Jamaica. It's the strongest storm ever known to hit the island. Landfall is expected soon. It's a Category 5 with top winds of 175 miles an hour. CBS's Jason Allen is in the capital, Kingston.
Jamaica's shoreline is being overwhelmed with winds gusting more than 60 miles per hour, dangerous flooding, and storm surge projected up to 13 feet as Hurricane Melissa thrashes the island. Mandatory evacuations forced hundreds into shelters. The roughly 1 million residents of Jamaica's capital, Kingston, are still on the outskirts of Hurricane Melissa's reach.
We're all buttoned down and locked up. The thing that concerns us the most is mostly just the wind and the rain.
Those dangerous conditions closed Jamaica's airports when Melissa was approaching, leaving many vacationers stranded until the historic storm passes through the Caribbean.
We're trying to be as prepared as we can.
Bridget and Wayne Todd are in Jamaica on their honeymoon. The North Carolina couple has experienced hurricanes in the U.S. before, but say those are no match for Melissa.
We've never had one to this level.
Now to Japan, CBS's Nancy Cordes has more on President Trump's meeting today with the country's new prime minister.
In her diplomatic debut as prime minister, Sanae Takeuchi heaped praise on President Trump and vowed to make new investments in the U.S. By the time they toured a U.S. aircraft carrier south of Tokyo, the two were fast friends.
The first female prime minister in the history of Japan.
They signed an agreement to work together to extract critical rare earth minerals. It's the third such agreement Trump has signed since China threatened to restrict access to its own rare earths. And China processes more than 90% of the world's supply. Chinese officials say they reached a, quote, preliminary consensus with Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent in talks over the weekend. Trump and Xi are set to sit down in South Korea on Thursday.
The nation's largest federal employee union is calling on Congress to immediately pass a funding bill to end the government shutdown. Democrats want health care subsidies extended as part of any agreement. And along with federal workers missing paychecks, CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns reports the impact of the shutdown will affect new victims in just a matter of days.
Erin Annis is one of more than 40 million Americans who rely on federal food assistance.
We're just people that just need to eat and have some security in our lives.
But due to the government shutdown, that help may soon run out. The USDA has declared that there will be no benefits issued beginning this Saturday, November 1st. For Annis, it's a daunting deadline. The Pennsylvania native never thought she'd need SNAP benefits, but three bouts of cancer and a double knee replacement left her unable to work.
Having those resources, what does it mean for your life?
Everything. It means everything to me.
Shyla Ulrich is CEO of the Central Pennsylvania Food Bank and is expecting demand to increase.
People are scared. It's a moment where people don't know and understand what's about to happen, whether or not they'll get those benefits should the government open back up or when.
A Utah judge has ruled that the man charged with killing Charlie Kirk can appear in court wearing street clothes but must be physically restrained due to security concerns. Attorneys for 22-year-old Tyler Robinson said images of him shackled and in jail clothing would spread widely in a case with extensive coverage. They argued it could prejudice future jurors. In Illinois, a former sheriff's deputy charged with murder testified in his own defense yesterday, telling the jury he shot a homeowner in self-defense after responding to a 911 call. Prosecutors say he lost his temper. CBS's Jerika Duncan.
Sean Grayson testified for roughly an hour Monday, telling the jury he believed Sonia Massey was possibly under the influence of something on the night he shot her. Prosecutors allege the former Sangamon County Sheriff's Deputy killed Massey, who was unarmed, in July of 2024. Grayson and another deputy were responding to Massey's 911 call about a reported prowler. The moments leading up to the deadly shooting were captured by the other deputy's body camera. Massey can be seen removing what appears to be a pot of boiling water from her stove before a short exchange with Grayson that quickly escalated. Grayson told the court he believed she was going to throw the water and said, quote, "The only thing I had to stop the threat was my duty weapon." In the body camera video, Massey can be heard saying, "I rebuke you in the name of Jesus," seconds before Grayson opened fire.
5 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Federal Reserve policymakers begin a two-day meeting today, and CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger tells us the likely results will be an interest rate cut.
Despite the fact that the government is shut down, there is a wide expectation for another quarter of a percentage point interest rate cut, which would push down the benchmark lending rate to a range of 3.75 to 4%. That's a range we haven't seen in almost 3 years.
Amazon is set to announce what are reported to be the largest layoffs in the company's history, some 30,000 corporate job cuts across all parts of the company, about 10% of Amazon's 350,000 corporate workers. It's been a rough year in the tech industry. Microsoft has laid off 15,000 people this year. Meta cut 600 AI jobs last week. Game 3 of the World Series, the Los Angeles Dodgers and Toronto Blue Jays were locked in an 18-inning, 6-hour, 39-minute struggle when L.A. first baseman Freddie Freeman came to the plate on Fox.
Freeman sends a fly ball to center field. Varsho's going back before the clock strikes midnight. Freddie Freeman has ended it!
The 6-5 win gives L.A. a 2-1 edge in the series, and Shohei Ohtani had 2 home runs and 2 doubles in the first 7 innings of the game, setting a World Series mark for extra base hits. Then he was walked 5 straight times. He's the first major leaguer in 83 years to reach base 9 times in any game. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Let me tell you about this new pretzel cheddar club. Hey, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ebony. And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club
is the tangy Dijon with the pretzel bun. It takes it to a whole nother level.
It goes perfectly with the chicken and the cheddar cheese and the bacon.
Man, you know how much you love bacon. And I love the different varieties, grilled, spicy, original. It gets you nice and excited for fall.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. We'll keep you updated at the top of each hour all day. It's time to get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for making us a part of your morning. It's the Wake Up Crew continuing our second hour here from News Radio WGNS. First things first, a check of traffic and weather together. This update is brought to you by our friends at Toots.
When we started our flagship restaurant on Broad Street, who would have known we'd have grown and touched each 4 corners of Rutherford County? Now we have locations in South Murfreesboro, Smyrna, West Murfreesboro, and the original on 860 Northwest Broad Street.
Swing by one of our 4 locations after a game for some good food and fun.
Thank you, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Rutherford County.
Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you.
Good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Patchy fog and a few sprinkles possible in the area early today. Otherwise, mostly cloudy. Highs top out near 64 degrees. Winds east southeast around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, it remains mostly cloudy. Showers become likely after midnight. Lows drop to 49. And then showers remain likely on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 56.
The Rutherford County Farmers Market Difference.
You want to know what our chickens eat or how our lettuce is grown?
Or maybe about our corn or our maters. Just ask.
Your farmer's right there at the booth. That's the Rutherford County Farmers Market Difference.
John R. Rice Boulevard at the Lane Agri Park, celebrating 50 years.
Good morning. A couple of accidents still in the clearing stages out here. Here's what we're seeing. Heavy traffic westbound. Vietnam Vets at Gallatin Pike. All that traffic trying to get through Hendersonville right now, headed towards Nashville, Davidson County. It's busy but moving down I-40 in the Mount Juliet area. It's a little bit slow. 65 northbound up by Spring Hill. Just now starting to build with volume 24 west up through Antioch, coming in right now from Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. When you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, call STR Towing and Recovery here in Middle Tennessee. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE has provided light, comfort, and connection to our community since 1936. As your trusted energy advisor, MTE is always here to help. Connect online or download the My MTE app.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Good morning, Rutherford County. It's time to get up and at 'em. This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Good morning.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Good morning.
And today's edition will not feature the voice of John Dinkins. He's currently sleeping.
John, recovering from a little procedure. I don't know when he's going to be back, tomorrow or Thursday, I think. Who knows?
He'll be back at some point.
Yeah, pretty soon. Yeah, yeah.
I'm hoping for tomorrow.
Why? You don't like hosting the 6 o'clock hour?
I don't mind it. I don't love it.
We'll see what the ratings are.
That's not my, you know, I'm the, you know, the radical don't care kind of guy. Hosting, it makes me too serious, you know?
You know, there aren't many radical don't care kind of people in this business.
That's true. More than you'd think.
Well, they don't openly say it.
Oh, well. Because they'll get fired. Most people have the luxury, or don't have the luxury, of knowing that they can't be fired.
You could be.
Doubt it.
You definitely could be.
Doubt it.
There are things that you could do.
Well, yes, there are.
Yes.
But my radical don't care attitude, I doubt, will get me fired. I'm too integral to what's happening. Here at the radio station.
I'm just thinking, I don't know that that's the case.
I think it is.
What are you talking about, Willis?
That's what I think.
We'll see if you can rename that camera on Big GTV.
I could figure it out.
Without me. Press every button on the keyboard at once, see which one works.
No, you're going to do the same thing I would do. Except I just don't want to take the time to do it, and it would take me maybe longer.
Mm.
But you're going to search it up on the Google Net.
No, it is not on the Google Net, because remember, I built the program.
Renaming the camera?
Yeah.
I can rename a camera.
I doubt it. I built the whole thing. The
right
whole program.
Right now it's pointed up to the sky.
It is. It's pointed at the ceiling. I wish people could see.
Although I could put the number on it and then I would know.
Oh, that's true. 2-1. We got something special coming up today. I'm really excited. I'm giddy with excitement.
Why? Because they're... They've got this big gray
tray
yeah. of drinks that they have brought up.
They
from
really underestimated how many people, or overestimated how many people were going to be here this morning. But we do. We have some friends waiting in the wings.
Well, our guest coming up later in the day might be able to snag one.
That's true. That is possible. We'll see if they do.
But you better hurry.
Better hurry. I've already had one.
Well, so have I.
Yeah. So we'll see what's left after the show's done.
There are two blondies gone.
Yes. Megan has made her way up to get a blondie at this hour.
On the way to work.
On the way to work.
How about that? So, 7 Brew. We're talking about that on Taco Tuesday.
It's going to be great. We're going to have some folks from 7 Brew up to talk about their new Smyrna location. And then we're going to talk later about, you know, the 3 drinks we sampled, which one's our favorite.
Because we'll have had them by then.
Yes.
There are two. There are coffee, iced coffee drinks, but there are two that look orangish. Both of them are reddish orange.
Yes. Yep.
Both of them, but they're different. So
they're different.
I'm interested to see what those are. So that is straight ahead this morning. We've got more spooky songs here on our Song of the Day, Tuesday morning, episode 1776 of the Wake Up Crew, just like the year of the country. But our Song of the Day, this is another Halloween song. Dalton doesn't believe it is.
Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals a card.
I just don't know that I've ever said, I'm in a Halloween mood, let me listen to the devil down to Georgia.
Yeah, devil. Probably not, but it's got the word devil in it.
Now notice, it is the Charlie Daniels version and not the Muppets version of the song.
I didn't even know the Muppets had a version.
It's a great cover. Kermit the Frog. We might have to play that a little later on.
I think we did.
I'm sure we have.
We did Muppets
We did Muppet
covers.
Songs as a song of the day.
Yeah, Muppets cover songs. I think now that I actually remember that.
That was probably what inspired it. It was probably this last year, and I said, we should do Muppet songs as Song of the Day.
Anytime I see the word devil, I say devil.
Devil?
Yeah, because
just to avoid, don't say his name, like Voldemort.
No. It's kind of like in the movie Waterboy. She calls it the devil.
Mm.
Bobby Boucher.
I know plenty of people who refer to it as the devil.
Yeah, Bobby Boucher. So that's our song of the day, Bobby Boucher.
Wow.
How you like that? Just a couple of quick things. Did you know that there is a business in town?
Yes. There's lots of them.
That is called Scooch Your Pooch.
You sent this to me, and I never opened the link. I never looked at what you were actually saying.
Where fitness meets fun, tired dogs are happy. It is a treadmill on wheels in a van. They will bring out the treadmill and walk your dog for you on the treadmill.
How lazy do you have to be to have someone else walk your dog for you on a treadmill?
One of my, I can't remember who it was now, but I saw that and I saw that that's a business and it's like, wow, anything can be a business. And I'm sure this guy's covered up or person, whoever owns this Scooch Your Pooch business, but it's here locally. And like I said, I can't remember which Facebook friend did. But they were walking the dog.
I mean, just walk your dog. You need to take a walk anyway. This is my perspective. I'm a little older now than I once was. I'm almost 30, you know. Okay. I'm getting close to 30. I'm pushing 30. There is nothing better on earth than a nice walk. Take your dog with you. You need to be doing it. It's good for your muscles and your bones and your joints. You need to be taking a walk anyway. It's good for your mental health. And your dog needs a walk, so go ahead and just go for a walk.
But you don't have time. The kids are screaming.
No, you've got time. Let me see the screen time on your phone. I guarantee you got time for a walk because you're going to sit and you're going to scroll on your phone. And the kids will probably stop screaming if you do something. Take them for a walk.
Well, this is when you have older kids and they're not screaming. One has got to get to soccer practice and the other's got to get to volleyball practice. And you just got home from work and you do it every day. And the dog's just sitting there like, where's my walk?
And let me see the screen time on your phone. I guarantee you it's over 3 hours a day.
Can't walk in the dark, don't have sidewalks.
You can make it work. Go for a walk. Go to the Greenway.
Or scoot your pooch. Anyway, we're going to come back and Taco Tuesday with our friends from 7 Brew coming up.
This is News Radio WGNS. Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles. Here's Steve DeSager.
An incredible night of baseball in the World Series at Dodger Stadium Monday. L.A. beat Toronto in 18 innings, 6-5. Freddie Freeman with the game-winning homer. The contest lasted over 6.5 hours. It ended before midnight Pacific time. They'll be back at it Tuesday evening on Fox TV again at about 8 p.m. Eastern time. And then Game 5 will be Wednesday in L.A. Dodgers are up 2-1 in the best of seven. Shohei Ohtani in his first 4 at-bats had 4 extra base hits, including the solo homer to tie at bottom of the seventh. Then they walked him 5 straight times, mostly intentionally. To Monday Night Football at Kansas City, the Chiefs downed Washington 28-7. Patrick Mahomes with 3 touchdown passes in the second half. Former Oakland Raiders safety George Atkinson passed away at the age of 78. NHL wins for Pittsburgh and Ottawa. In the NBA, Utah in overtime beat Phoenix. 51 points for Lauri Markkanen.
America's Thrift Stores is now open at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Jr. Boulevard. Whether you're thrifting for a one-of-a-kind statement piece, name-brand jeans, or just browsing for the thrill of the find, America's Thrift offers unbeatable value with prices up to 70% off retail. Don't miss the deals. Don't miss the fun. Come celebrate the grand opening of America's Thrift Stores in Murfreesboro. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for all the details.
This is a paid legal ad.
I'm attorney John Day. Many lawyers are quick to say that they'll take the insurance company to court for you. But how do you know if the lawyer is an experienced trial attorney? Ask them if they're certified. In order to be certified, you have to have tried a lot of cases, taken a two-day test, and get recommendations from judges and other lawyers. My wife Joy and I are both certified as civil trial specialists, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you.
Don't be trashy, recycle classy, recycle right, Tennessee.
Recycling isn't just about tossing materials in a bin, it's about knowing which materials are accepted. Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle Right Tennessee.
Sign-ups are going on right now for First Shot's Winter Basketball League in Rutherford County. Coach Andy Herzer guides kids to sharpen basketball skills and build teamwork through exciting clinics and games. Since 2003, First Shot has empowered youth to grow in mind, spirit, and body. Don't miss out. Join the fun and develop lifelong skills. Visit firstshottn.org today and register for the Winter Basketball League. That's firstshottn.org.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back in at 7:22 on this Tuesday morning, and time to talk food, right?
It's Taco Tuesday.
On today's Taco Tuesday segment, something we've never done before, and John's going to be really jealous, Dalton, that he's not here.
See,
what do you mean, maybe?
He left my mic off. Maybe, but also, you know, John can't do caffeine, so he might be glad he wasn't here for all the temptation.
Well, that's true.
We
maybe
have
so.
Caffeine.
Okay, see?
That's true. You did. You brought up the. Yes, you're right. You're right.
Laura always has, you know, a solution for you.
That's true.
Sugar-free.
Every time.
I want a wide breadth of things to satisfy every taste.
And the Laura that we are talking to here today is Laura Carratt. Did I get that right?
Yep.
Okay. The CEO of Seven Brew, and I'm kind of nervous, to be honest with you.
Well, so
to
am
talk
I.
to you. I mean,
right back
Seven
at
Brew, it could be the blondie that I'm having, but you know, that's all good. So you brought Sarah. Kind of tell me a little bit about Sarah and how she has helped your brand here expand into Middle Tennessee.
Well, Sarah is the best. So this is Sarah Conroy. And we are growing really fast.
Mm-hmm.
So we're opening, by the end of this year, we'll have 35 stores open, 14 more stores between now and the end of the year. And what we need are really, really, really good people to go open all the stores. So Sarah is in charge of all of the opening activities for all of the stores. So she is on the road, she's hiring, she's training, she is making sure the stands open correctly, I mean, all of those things. It's a big job and she's really good at it.
Boy, you do have a big job. I didn't realize.
You know, some people say that I might.
So I don't know how we have you cornered here for like a few minutes, but you're here to kind of talk to us about the newest Seven Brew in Rutherford County. That's right here in Smyrna. And Isabella Lane, right?
Yes. Yes. So we just opened. We're really excited to be in the area and can't wait to see everyone come through and try out our very extensive menu, as Laura mentioned. Everything from coffee to smoothies, shakes, sugar-free to your heart content, and everything in between.
Yeah, you know, Laura, I'm kind of I'm a coffee guy. So I was never an iced coffee guy until kids did that to me.
Yeah, you know? I had similar.
Okay, all right. So what's your favorite on the menu?
You know, I get asked that a lot, and I always say I don't have one. Because what I
everything?
Do...
Everything?
So what I do is, because these guys are in the stands every day, and one of the fun things about the brand is making different combinations, and our customers and our team members, like, they make up really interesting combinations that I am sure I would not make up myself. So when I order something, I'm like, well, what do you recommend? Like, what are people what are they ordering? And, you know, I've tried everything from something that was really popular last year, which was a brown sugar strawberry chai with cinnamon on top, which I have to tell you, I would never have put together myself, but someone put it in front of me. Actually, Sarah, we both tasted it together. it's pretty delicious. So I don't pick a favorite. I just say, what do you recommend? And I try it.
Okay. Very fun.
Yeah.
Gets you lots of combinations. I'll tell you that.
And it's fun because they're all good. They're all different.
Yeah.
And you never know what you're going to get.
You never know what you're going to get.
That's fun.
So what is it that you drink?
Oh, I have an order. I don't trust people like that. So I do have an order. Now, I get the Cloud9 Matcha Latte every single time. That's what I get. But I'm a big matcha guy, and matcha tastes like grass.
Yes.
But sweet grass.
Yes, yes, yes.
And the lavender tastes like flowers. So it's like a nice little spring meadow day.
So if I really had to pick a favorite, it would be a lavender fizz.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. I like the lavender a lot.
I might have to try that. I haven't had that one. Yeah. I trust you more than I trust other people.
I always know when Laura's coming through the drive-thru because I see a lavender fizz pop up on the screen.
Okay.
That's
okay.
How I know she's
okay.
There.
So that is a pretty popular one with you, huh?
The lavender fizz? Yeah. Actually, not at all.
Oh, really?
I don't even think people know we have it.
Oh, but, I'm saying with you.
Oh, with me. No, it is. Yeah. So if I was just stopping by and I didn't want to bother anyone, I'd say, just give me a lavender fizz. And, you know, they're light and refreshing. It's basically sparkled water with lavender syrup in it. So they're light. They're decaf. They're delicious. Very refreshing.
Well, and somebody needs decaf, or I mean, you've got kind of a choice for anyone. And if you're not a coffee person, you've got energy drink, all kinds of things, right?
Yeah, so we have everything you could honestly think of. We've got coffees, energies, fizzes, which is sparkling water and flavor. And then we have cold brews, anything you could classically find at a normal coffee shop. We have all of that as well. So your chais, your matchas, lattes, all of that fun stuff. And then teas, lemonades, shakes, smoothies. And then we have muffin tops. So the best part about a muffin, we have chocolate, blueberry, and lemon poppy seed.
Oh, goodness. I'm hungry now. I've got my Blondie fix here. So you can find the brand new 7 Brew at 800 Isabella Lane. And if you're thinking, oh, gosh, where is that in Smyrna? Just find Sam Ridley. You'll find Isabella Lane.
It's right in front of the Home Depot.
Okay, in front of the Home Depot. Well,
yep.
Everyone knows where that is.
Yes.
And, of course, the one here in Murfreesboro is still going strong on Old Fort or near Old Fort on Thompson Lane.
It's doing great. We love Murfreesboro, and that's a wonderful stand.
Well, it is certainly good to have you both here on a special Taco Tuesday.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Laura Carratt joining us, the CEO of 7 Brew, and Sarah Conroy, the new store opening
guru.
Yeah, you're a guru now. Joining us here on the Wake Up Crew.
I'm a single mom, and as you can imagine, it's a fight sometimes just to get out the door. But when I need new tires or something's wrong with my car, I need to head to someone I can trust. I go to Tire World.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Tire World, locally owned and operated.
Life changes, then it changes again. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure that you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Donating is easy at America's Thrift Stores. They're proud to partner with Make-A-Wish Middle Tennessee to help grant life-changing wishes for local children battling critical illnesses. When you donate gently used clothing and household items, you're giving more than stuff. You're giving hope. Every donation helps Make-A-Wish bring joy to a child right here in Middle Tennessee. Drop off donations today at the new location in Murfreesboro at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Junior Boulevard. Learn more at americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro.
We're talking with Lynn Drury at the Villages of Murfreesboro.
Well, we were to that age where we realized we needed to make a move, and we investigated and we settled on the Villages of Murfreesboro. And even at the time, we would look at each other and say, are we doing the right thing? And I can't tell you how many times we've looked at each other and we said, ah, we made the right decision. We like everything about the Villages of Murfreesboro.
The Villages of Murfreesboro.
SRM Concrete is the largest ready-mix producer in the country, yet is still family-owned and operated. Locally grown, nationally known, SRM delivers unmatched quality and service. You call, we haul. We're SRM Concrete.
The Wake Up Crew,
WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back on the Wake Up Crew at 7:30, episode 1776, rolling along. We say good morning to today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day, April Mongold, for the caring way she looks after the kids over at Siegel Middle, receiving flowers from Jenny Harrison and our friends at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. This SRM Concrete salute brought to you by SRM, locally grown, nationally known, and committed to the people making Rutherford County a better place to live.
You can text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450. Also, same process, get your birthdays and anniversaries into us at your last chance. 615-893-1450 is the phone number. WGNSradio.com/birthdays is the website. And a delicious bowl of banana pudding from Slick Pig. That's the prize. Get them in.
Yes, and it's your deadline here now. Wake Up Crew is brought to you by America's Thrift Stores. Open right now at MLK Junior Boulevard. Unique statement pieces, brand name deals at America's Thrift in the borough.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Patchy fog and a few sprinkles possible in the area early today. Otherwise, mostly cloudy. Highs top out near 64 degrees. Winds east southeast around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, it remains mostly cloudy. Showers become likely after midnight. Lows drop to 49. And then showers remain likely on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 55.
Here in Hermitage, two cars up against a wall, 40 westbound, just past Central Pike. It's already heavy through here as it is with all this traffic coming in to this area here from Wilson County here in Hermitage on 40 westbound. This crash up against a wall, still a little bit heavy on 24 westbound at Bell Road, Hickory Hollow Parkway. You got all that traffic coming in right now on 24 westbound. In from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County on into Antioch. When you need dependable towing for your car or truck, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
Tennessee families depending on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, are bracing for a disruption in benefits starting on November the 1st, following a delay in reopening the federal government. Governor Bill Lee warned that the state has no authority to load or distribute SNAP funds while federal agencies remain inactive. Over 690,000 Tennesseans rely on the program monthly, with approximately $146 million in funding typically flowing from Washington. Governor Lee criticized Democratic lawmakers for the impasse, stating Congress has a responsibility to fund the federal government, and pledged to work with nonprofit and faith-based groups to support families during the interruption. The Tennessee Department of Human Services emphasized that while remaining October benefits will still be available, no new distributions can occur unless the shutdown ends. As financial uncertainty looms for many in Rutherford County and across the state, relief is on the horizon for others. The Social Security Administration announced that a 2.8% increase in benefits will begin in January of 2026, aimed at offsetting the rising cost of living. Roughly 75 million Americans, including recipients of Social Security and Supplemental Security Income, or SSI, will see increases averaging $56 per month. Beneficiaries can view their updated payment details online in December or opt in for mailed notices. The maximum taxable earnings cap will also rise from $176,100 to $184,500 next year, reflecting nationwide wage growth. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Shop and save.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
We have paint all kinds of colors.
We have brushes and rollers for your paint project, too.
Hey, don't forget the cabinets.
We have all kinds of cabinets for any project you may be working on.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Don't let concerns about today's events derail your long-term financial strategy. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin, and I'm here to help. We can work together to understand the impact of these events and make sure that your goals are top of mind. While you can't control market volatility, we'll help focus on what you can control. We can connect in several virtual ways. Start by giving me a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back at 7:35, Taco Tuesday continues on this Tuesday, October 26th. It is The Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores, now open on MLK Jr. Boulevard with all of your Halloween gift, not really gift ideas, but costume ideas, decor, and more. I'm talking really fast because it's Taco Tuesday. Part two. And I've had a blondie and an energy drink from 7 Brew already.
Yeah, it's been crazy. We sampled all three 7 Brew drinks that were brought up here. We had three drinks to sample. And we didn't really talk about it last segment when we were joined by our friends.
Yeah, I want to thank Laura Carrot for joining us. It's not Carrot, it's Carrot. Sorry, Laura. I knew I would do it because it's spelled K-A-R-E-T like the ring, and I even made a joke about it.
Yeah.
During the break, but
and you said I bet people mispronounce that all the time.
She says that they do.
Yeah,
but Laura Carrot, the CEO, and Sarah Conroy, who is the she heads up the new store openings, and they've opened up the new location in Smyrna on Isabel Lane Drive. It's over in front of the Home Depot,
yep,
off of Sam Ridley. In Smyrna. See, my heart's beating really fast because I had the Orange Blood 7 energy drink.
It doesn't help that it's freezing cold in here.
Oh, wow.
Because cold air makes caffeine affect your blood different. Fun fact.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
No wonder my heart beats fast all the time. But let's see. Which one do we want to do first? I will tell you what my favorite is.
I would like to hear your favorite of the three.
The Georgia Peach Lemonade.
Yes, it is. You want to rate them out of 10, maybe? We'll give them.
It's a 12
okay.
out of 10.
12? I was going to go with it. It's a 10 out of 10 for me.
I could drink it every day.
What I do, I wonder if they have cold sweet tea at 7 Brew. Because one of the things, like, you can mix and match your drinks. I'm looking at the menu and I don't see it. But they had cold sweet tea. That Georgia Peach Lemonade with in a sweet tea. Are you kidding me? That would be incredible.
Well, I have their menu pulled up here. So... But see, I don't know that they have every single thing on there that you can get because there are all kinds of combinations. So they have teas and lemonades. They do have sweet
they
and unsweet.
They have an iced sweet tea. So get you an iced sweet tea and put some of that Georgia peach lemonade in there, and I bet that's incredible.
Just have the Georgia peach, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, it's very good. It's very good. So that was one of the three drinks that we had an opportunity to try. That was a caffeine-free option. So there was no caffeine in that one.
Oh, I guess it's just the blondie. I've had all three.
Yes, we've tried all three.
So it's the blondie and the blood orange.
Blood orange 7 energy. Those are both
causing
caffeinated.
Me. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Now you having to pee four times. No, that's me. That was next. Blood orange 7 energy was great. I liked it more than you did, I think. But you're not a big energy drink guy.
I'm not, and I had the Georgia Peach first.
Correct.
Or second after the blondie. I had the coffee first.
Yeah. I think I would probably, if I'm doing this as a tier list, and I'm not, I think I would put the energy drink above the peach lemonade.
Oof, you're messed up, man.
But I like the energy drink. I like the Red Bull kind of that's in there.
True.
Or it's their energy, it's not Red Bull. But
any of their energy drinks, too, you can get... as a fizz. They call them 7 Fizz, which is just sparkling water or whatever mixed with that. So it's not an energy drink, but it's kind of
it
a fizzy drink.
It tastes about the same. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, the blood orange was very good. And then the classic, like probably their most popular drink, I would have to assume, is the iced blondie.
You think? Yeah.
I would say so. That one's, it's bottoming out my list, not because it's bad. It's good. It's really good. I just don't love iced coffee. I have to be in a really specific mood to want an iced coffee.
Well, see, I always go when I go and I say I want just an iced mocha. And I don't know that they give me the white chocolate mocha, but maybe they do. But it is excellent.
The brunette is a hazelnut and caramel mocha. You might like that.
I have had the brunette, and I like the hazelnut, and I've had the hazelnut mocha.
Now, you might like the German chocolate, which is coconut. Oh, coconut. Nope. Never mind. Mm.
It's even got the word in it.
Yeah.
But you can mix and match yours, and I've had a hazelnut mocha before.
But yeah, we got to sample them all. We're hyped up on caffeine.
Indeed.
It's been a great morning.
So they've got a location in Murfreesboro if you're driving around on Thompson Lane near Old Fort Parkway. But of course, in Smyrna, their brand new location of 7 Brew. Appreciate them being with us for this Taco Tuesday at 7:40.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
Hello, this is Mike Vaughn of Vaughn's Bermuda Farm in White County, and we come to the Rutherford County Farmers Market, and we sell 100% grass-fed Angus beef, no grains, steroids, antibiotics, or additional hormones. This is Mike Vaughn of Vaughn's Bermuda Farm in White County, and we sell 100% grass-fed Angus beef, and we look forward to seeing you there.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open. This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Turn to Turner Security.
Hey, it's Brian, and we've relied on Turner Security for systems here at WGNS and Big G TV for many years. Their advanced security solutions with real-time monitoring and automation keep us safe. Plus, their expert IT service ensures our tech runs smoothly, from networks, computers, to troubleshooting. Their team tailors solutions to our needs, and I highly recommend them for home or business solutions for you.
Turn to Turner Security.
America's Thrift Stores is now open at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Jr. Boulevard. Whether you're thrifting for a one-of-a-kind statement piece, name brand jeans, or just browsing for the thrill of the find, America's Thrift offers unbeatable value with prices up to 70% off retail. Don't miss the deals. Don't miss the fun. Come celebrate the grand opening of America's Thrift Stores in Murfreesboro. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for all the details.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Putting a big bow on today's show, episode 1776, on this Tuesday morning, October the 28th. Don't forget, we've got Middle Tennessee football tomorrow as they host Jack State. Jacksonville State coming in, 5 o'clock airtime here on WGNS. In high school football, Thursday and Friday. This week, saying good morning to April Mongold, our SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day, for the caring way that she looks after the kiddos over at Siegel Middle. April Mongold, if you see her today, say congrats on being the Good Neighbor of the Day. From Jenny Harrison and our friends at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, along with WGNS Radio. Today's Good Neighbor Moment, brought to you by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, and committed to the people who make Rutherford County a better place. If you'd like to send in a good neighbor, text neighbor to 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor gets it to us here as well. On the Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Store, now open on MLK Jr. Boulevard. They've got one-of-a-kind finds, name brand items, up to 70% off retail at America's Thrift right here in Murfreesboro on MLK Jr. Boulevard. And don't forget to stop in for all of your last-minute Halloween costume ideas. They can take care of you there as well. Powered by Middle Tennessee Electric today, offering tips and tools to help members manage their energy use. That My MTE app is very handy. Check it out. Download from the App Store.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
What I was going to say, do they have tips and tricks to help you manage getting your bill paid?
That would be a reminder in your phone.
Yes.
That's a good tip. Or when
They'll give me a reminder. They'll call me.
Or when the lights go off.
Right.
Yeah.
It's coming up on a time of year where I don't want that to happen. You know, yeah. It's really cold outside.
Need to get on that levelized billing, man.
Yeah. I'm
telling you, game changer. You know, I asked my phone, Alexa, why am I so bad with women?
She said,
I'm Siri, you moron.
Replay.
I think I'm going through a caffeine crash. That's why I messed that joke response up.
Man, your timing is way off.
I'm slowing down quick. It could also be the fact that I got, 3 hours of sleep last night, but...
Just wait for Rutherford issues coming up in a minute.
Oh, yeah. Well, you might be able to go back and get you another Blood Orange 7 energy.
There's another Blondie in there. I'm going after that.
No, I had the last one.
Jerk.
No. Melissa actually came up, and I think she took the last Blondie.
Melissa came up?
She did. She heard there was free coffee.
Who
and
told
she said,
her?
I'm coming to get it.
Oh. Well, we've spent Taco Tuesday talking about Seven Brew that's open here in Smyrna, their new location. So,
our
stop
friends
on by.
At Seven Brew. Yeah. That's all it takes to be a friend of ours is bring us free food
free
or
stuff.
Drinks.
Man, we'll talk about you all day.
Anyone else who just wants to, come out and bring us some food?
You finally finished that long list of
Halloween costumes.
2 days.
25, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm thinking maybe Slick Pig wants to bring up some banana pudding.
Oh.
We could do that for Taco Tuesday. Let's see. I'm trying to think of some people who Rick's Barbecue could bring us some potatoes, for breakfast.
Oh, boy.
We'll talk about it.
Well, I mentioned this yesterday. I want to mention it again today because it is coming up tonight. It's the Track or Treat over at Siegel High School. So if you want to have a little fun time, if you live on the north side of town, 4:30 until 6, inviting all the community schools and goblins out as the stars celebrate Halloween. Lots of candy and fun games for the kiddos, and that is at the Siegel football track.
And this weekend, the Trunk or Treat is going to be happening at the during the traditional farmers market between 8 and 12 noon at Lane Agripark. And later that same day, trick-or-treating down on the downtown square between 3 and 5. Both events are free.
Free, it's for me.
Bring your dogs to the one at the square. I think that'd be a cute place. Walk your dog instead of having someone else do it. You can walk the square with your dog.
I see. Yeah. Well, here is our song of the day from the Charlie Daniels Band. Devil Went Down to Georgia. We'll see you tomorrow for a Wednesday Wake Up Crew.
But if you lose, the devil gets your soul.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Patchy fog and a few sprinkles possible in the area early today. Otherwise, mostly cloudy. Highs top out near 64 degrees. Winds east southeast around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, it remains mostly cloudy. Showers become likely after midnight. Lows drop to 49. And then showers remain likely on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center.